his parents for the puppy my friend Foy and took me for the mammal suit.
More steel octopus than iron horse, more strangler fig than branching tree, its tentacles spreading far and wide, crushing men who once ran free, bringing the troopers and their jails, the judges with their crooked scales, and the cursed electric telegraph, like a wire noose around our necks, that allows no time to breathe. Where's Steve gone? I told him not to leave.
Your barmaid promised him a bath and the closest shave you'll ever have.
While you sit reading the paper and smoking your pipe of peace, we've got a war to fight.
What if we can make a truce?
You smoke so many pipes, you're growing poppies out your brain.
Seems we're friends in high places. Town in Melbourne town, a member of parliament, no less, asking questions of the crown.
About the perjurer of Fitzpatrick, about the treatment of my mother,
about the right to life and liberty of our blameless friends and family, convicted of naught but sympathy. Under the Felons Apprehension Act,
the Sympathizers Persecution Act.
We should write this man a letter, Ned.
I will cry a go from lead and powder to avenge my cause if words be louder to oppose their laws.
It's a lead and paper gently clashed together can make a thunderous noise.
Hold your noisy weapon with this proper ammunition. I wish to give timely warning that if my mother does not get justice, I will be forced to seek revenge on everything of the human race in the future.
Take no offense, Mr. Cameron, MLA.
Fitzpatrick can be thankful I was not there when the writing is before
lines to you.
And friend and usual of my mother in her own house, blessed he be. The scores of greatest slaughter, the world rising, generations of Victoria. Fitzpatrick has the warmest nation's clothes of Ireland. Remark on this. My mother, with an infant on her breast, was thrown into prison and convicted on the evidence of the meanest madness I've shone upon. A man who sold his sister to a Chinaman.
Don't